Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host,
Mary.
Mary, where's your trousers? So this week, we're going to talk about The Amazing Race, Season 33, Episode 4. We are going to talk about our loser predictions, because were we right last from last time? I forget what we predicted last time. Did you predict Michael?
Well, no, I didn't predict Michael Moe.
I think we were on the Sherry Akbar train.
I was on the Sherry Akbar.
We made a mistake.
Yep.
We're going to talk about our loser predictions, our winner predictions, and of course, we'll answer the questions you all gave me on YouTube.
I'm just used to saying I was right, so.
You usually are. So we talked about this more in depth last week, because here, obviously, this episode is 19 months later. We have four teams missing, which they already told us last week, and they tease what two teams are coming back, but like literally a day later on social media, they confirmed what we already knew.
That yeah, Michael why would Mo, you tease it and then immediately confirm it? Like, I don't know.
Maybe because when you watch it in a binge, or you watch it online later, like in the real time, it's different than like for later. I don't know. I feel like some decisions are made with the intention of when people watch this later, it'll be more fun. The episode ends with a cliffhanger. Gotta watch the next episode right away. I don't know.
Could be right. Yeah.
But yeah, like literally the next day, or like it was like Friday on social media, two days after the episode, they confirmed. So Michael and Mo are back. Rune and Tal are back. Not for long for one of them. Not dun, for dun, long. Dun. Yeah. But so 19 month break. We talked about why the four teams didn't come back. So it way more in depth last week. So I encourage listening to last week's podcast if you want all the details. Here's the long story short. Connie and Sam were like six or so. They reshot these new episodes. I'm sorry, not reshot. They shot the new episodes that we're watching now in September and October of 2021. So Connie and Sam were like 6 or 7 months pregnant in September of 2021. Isaiah, I believe it was Isaiah's brother who died in September of 2020. September 2021. Kara and Ray aren't dating anymore. Not that it's ever stopped other teams in the past, but maybe their breakup was bad or something because they're not back. And right. I know last week we heard the rumors that Kara didn't have her visa, but then somebody else said that you can't be on this race without being a U.S. citizen. So I don't know.
No idea.
But they're definitely not dating. That is true. And Anthony Spencer was our big question mark last week. And the rumor mill is that one of them is injured. I don't know if there's any actual confirmation on this.
Injured from the race or just like?
Injured sometime life. Between.
Okay.
And during those 19 months of the break. So that one of them got injured, or it was injured, sorry, when the race restarted. Now this is as of the time of recording, which is like the very next day after this episode aired, so if it's been confirmed later, that's why we don't know. But as of right now, that's just the rumor mill. So that's why there's four teams didn't come back. So the Amazing Race only had five teams left over, which is Kim and Penn, Ryan and Dusty, Raquel and Kayla, yeah, Lulu and Lala, and Akbar and Sherry. It's five teams that had not been eliminated. Not enough to really do like six more episodes.
Right.
So they brought back Arun and Talia and Michael and Mo back from the grave. What did you think about this choice of bringing them back from the grave, Mary?
Well, again, we talked about it a little bit last week, but I really can't imagine any other teams that it would have been fair to bring back. You can't bring back other racers. I don't feel like from other seasons, because they didn't start the race. They just basically get to skip several legs. What, like 3-4 legs?
Well, Michael Moe skipped 2 legs.
Well, yeah. Did they skip 2 or?
They skipped 2. They skipped 1. Leg 2 and leg 3. They got eliminated leg 1.
Okay. Well, and then but that one was like a non-continuation. So it was kind of like they skipped 1 leg.
Sure.
Kind of. If you want to look at it that way.
They skipped 1 elimination, right, is what you could say.
But I mean, who else would they be able to bring back and it be fair? So I was fine with it. It was the last two teams eliminated. Well, it's the only two teams eliminated, I guess. So it was people that had already started with the race. And as we see, it's not like they're that much competition for the other racers. So I don't know. I was happy with the decision.
So there's two timelines we could have gone with here. One is the reasonable path that the Amazing Race did, which is what they normally do, by the way. In most seasons, they take the reasonable approach with most things that are thought out and doesn't seem baffling, which is right, bringing back teams that got eliminated. First time it's ever happened in Amazing Race history. Though they could have gone what I would consider the survivor path and brought back teams that had competed before and mixed them together into these new teams. So very quickly, you don't think too much about this. If they were to bring back one team back into this whole group to just cause pure chaos. Which team would you want back? Just see pure chaos.
To see chaos? I never want to see chaos. All right.
I want chaos. So
you whatever, want Mirna.
So for you, it's just for a fun, good race. What would you want for a fun, good race?
I'm always up for watching the Cowboys again.
Yeah.
I'm always that was up my number two for, pick. For, I'm trying to think of another fun team that are like, I always like the Globetrotters. They were fun.
Team fun.
Team fun would have been amazing. Would have gone with Cowboys or Team Fun. Yeah. I love Team Fun. I would have loved to see them back.
Cowboys and Harlem Globetrotters got three shots, so they've had their time. For me, Rob and Amber,
no
I just want
way.
Pure chaos. I want pure chaos.
I thought you were going to say Mirna and Sharla.
That Sharla and Mirna would have been, that's some old school chaos. It's I don't know chaos. If they're still as crazy as they were back then, though. They haven't competed since, gosh, season 11. Though, to be fair, it's the last time we saw Rob and Amber compete on Amazing Race.
But, you're talking
but
like
Rob
old
is just
school.
As equally Rob, just older and a bit more mature, as we see on Survivor. Whereas Sharla and Mirna, to me, are like unknowns 30 seasons later. So. I would love to know what you guys think in the comments. What one team, if they had to bring one more team into this mix that's a returning team, would you want back? Either for fun or for pure chaos. I don't care either way.
I'm not sure if the other racers thought that this was very fun to have the eliminated teams
their faces
come back. Their faces were not especially exuberant.
Feels like, here's the teams coming back. And all of them are like, oh,
yay.
Yeah.
I was really kind of weird. I thought, how they responded. I'm hoping in person it was better and it was just like a weird edit, but it was kind of like, he was like, what do you think of them coming back? And Ryan and Dusty were, yay, welcome
back.
Yeah,
Ryan and Dusty seemed like they were the first ones to break a longer silence than we saw on television.
Right.
Like there was a silence and Ryan and Dusty were like, sure, whatever.
Yeah. And then we see Kim say, well, if they didn't come back, we wouldn't be able to finish the race. So
it was very choppy editing.
It was really strange. It kind of seemed like, welcome back, but not really.
Yeah. Watch this part again for those who only watched episode once, because the first time you might feel it. Not everyone's gonna feel it, but now that we've pointed it out, if you watch this part again, it feels very choppy. It feels very much like there was a bigger conversation and they were just looking for certain things to throw in so that we were like, yeah, we accept them. Okay, let's move on. But that's probably not the general player thought.
Yeah.
Now I do know that the Holderness family will be posting a podcast. If not, it hasn't been posted already, will be posted. They've been doing one after every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they'll talk about this in
how
as much depth as they
it.
Can.
Yeah.
And I know some other racers have their own podcasts, just like the Holderness family is like the biggest ones on YouTube. So,
well, if you put yourselves in their shoes, sure, you get there and you see, there's only five teams now. Wow, our chances are even better.
Well, sure.
And of course, you might get a little excited. So I just thought that they would have been prepped for this, but that didn't really seem like that they were. I don't know.
Almost seemed like they were blindsided. Yeah. Like Amazing Race had a separate flight for these two teams so they could get a genuine reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
But the genuine reaction ended up being like, oh boy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, it was almost like had they been prepped, they would have actually, because they could have feigned excitement.
I think they should have been prepped. I just
probably
am imagining,
should have been.
I don't understand how they couldn't have all been on the same flight.
Or maybe they were prepped and they still couldn't feign excitement.
Maybe.
That's the most chaotic. I'm here for the chaotic element.
I know.
So I don't want to dwell too much time on this part. I hope the Holderness family will talk about it. I know some of their, like, I know, like, I think it's Raquel and Dusty or Kayla and Ryan, like some combination of those two teams, like one from each team has like their own podcast. This happens like every season. People go on the race, they podcast about it. So unlike Survivor, it seems like they're allowed to talk a lot more during the season because it doesn't usually reveal how the show turns out. Unlike Survivor, it's like, oh, these two are really chummy, but they haven't even reached the merge yet. So they must be, you know, they must work together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Amazing Race, like, it's a little different. So, I look forward to seeing what everybody says that was actually on the race. Because to us, it seemed like people weren't that excited. But I personally would be more excited to see these two teams than the four teams that dropped for the sole person being like, oh, I can beat these two teams.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, this is easier competition. I'm just here for the million. I mean, for the adventure and for the million. And for the million, this has become now a three-horse race, in my opinion. And we'll talk about that closer, probably over the podcast, but in our winner predictions. This is the last week, by the way. I'm going to allow two teams for loser and winner. Next time, we're down to one because we don't have that many teams left.
Right.
Yeah, we got to cut
Fair
it down
enough.
Real quick. So, all right. So right away, we catch up with everyone. Ryan says he felt like he was in jail again during COVID.
That's pretty funny.
Lulu and Lala said they had to do their iHeartRadio show down in their from their home, but apparently they lost their grandma due to COVID and they weren't present for that. That's what they said.
Yeah, they weren't able to see her.
And I was, the way it came across was like, did she pass away from COVID while they were on the race last time?
No.
It just sounded like that. I'm sure they just don't live near their grandma. So when she passed away from COVID, they just weren't there. I'm sure. Maybe. Well,
depending on where they live, the hospitals are really strict about letting visitors in if you have COVID. Oh,
yeah, especially in the early days. Yeah. Like 2020. Yeah. I know a friend of ours, his daughter passed away like May 2020. And he couldn't. And now had she been at the hospital, I guess, they would not be able to see her. She didn't die from COVID. She died from something else. But. Mm-hmm. I know you know what I'm talking about. I just didn't want to name drop. But yeah. So yeah, then those days have been really hard. I frankly haven't been in the hospital, thankfully, the whole time. So I couldn't even tell you how it is right now.
I don't know.
I know that a family friend of ours says somebody's in the hospital right now for COVID, and apparently their wife can't even go see them. So I'm sure it's still
makes sense.
Wild. All right, so Raquel and Kayla got furloughed, and I gotta be honest, I know I'm in my 30s, but I did not know what that word meant.
What?
I had to go look it up. I mean, I know. Okay, once I looked up the word, I understand what furloughed is. I just said I didn't know the word when they said it.
Okay.
My vocabulary, despite reading a bunch
We're
of
books, working on it.
Is needs some work. All right. So they got furloughed, which, long story short, for those who don't know, like me, furloughed means that they were laid off because the company basically could not afford to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were not fired.
Right.
And
basically the promise you can come back
when they're able to afford you. Again, right. Is the long story from Rachel. Right. So they're furloughed. I don't know how long they've been furloughed.
I thought they said like a year.
Hopefully they have their jobs back again.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming, but
I hope so. So remember last week we were like, Natalia's like, her wedding was gonna be like July 2020. We're like, well, she got married. They didn't specify when it happened, but it happened.
Yeah, I'm sure they went ahead with it. I'm sure things were different, but
you can always, of course you can hold a wedding later, or you could hold a smaller wedding or something like that. Depends on where you live too. Like New York City, it's like, it's locked down there. Unless it's New Year's Eve, then everybody can party with their masks off on television. But otherwise, it's locked down there. But if you live in, like, the great state of Kansas, try to pick somewhere. It's just like the middle of nowhere-ish. Just do whatever you want. So I'm sure they're not from Kansas.
Probably not.
But wherever they're from, maybe they
don't their t-shirts say Detroit? So.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't know what Detroit's laws are. I know they're really close to Canada. Great state of Canada.
Great state of Canada.
Yeah, one day it's going to be a state.
Oh, no.
Take
Anyways,
my word for it.
Moving on.
All right. So then we learned some basic rules. Basically, all the teams can only travel on charter planes. And by charter planes, I think he said planes, but to me it sounds more like we're all traveling on the same plane together. But I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know if he said charter plane or charter planes. I could be getting very in the weeds on the S.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
But they basically said no public transportation. You are driving yourself pretty much everywhere. There's no more cool London cabs for you all. You are driving yourself everywhere, which I like, because it lessens the luck, the roll of the dice that we get a lot. Some teams getting screwed by.
Yeah, they should do this all the time.
Literally. I mean, that's literally how season 7 ends. Like, the team that won season 7 won because they had a better cab than the other team. And it's like,
well, from what we can tell with the edit, but yes, probably.
I will never forget. That's why I went to the finish line to investigate only 15 years later.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, here's my thoughts, and I want to know what your thoughts are going into this, because I feel like this leg is the best leg we've had out of the three or four so far. However you want to count it, I don't really want to get the weeds on that.
Okay.
We've had this is our fourth episode. I feel like this is the best one so far in terms of what we did, where we were at, mostly because of the roadblock, of course. And I want to say that I feel like they heard the complaints and they heard the feedback from season 32 because that aired in between them shooting the first three episodes of this and the last whatever episodes of this. And I wonder if that feedback's taken into account, because a lot of the stuff in 32 is kind of like, are they just being cheap? Are they just like like, this doesn't seem very creative.
Really?
And 32, I do not remember any of the tasks being, like, great. Whereas, like, this roadblock, this episode, them going up that mountain is like, this is awesome. This is why we want to go to other countries.
Yeah.
Personally. Name one memorable task from season 32.
I don't remember anything from any seasons.
You casual. I can't either. But yeah. My point is that I can, like, I can't give specifics, but I can remember tasks from other seasons that we've watched in the past year. I couldn't tell you a single thing for 32 except for that alliance ruining it.
I can remember some. Like, there was an eating challenge where they'd eat, like, a whole pig or something.
The one challenge I do remember for 32 is
they
the
build a
movie
hut.
Challenge.
The movie challenge. Where they had to, like, build a garden. To, like, a I could be scene. Thinking of a different one. But, yeah, I mean, I get your point, I guess. This was a really cool challenge because of the view.
Yes.
But I liked the Scotland challenge too. I don't know. I'm not gonna argue. I understand what you're saying, and that would be cool if they listened and made things better.
I'm
it's
wondering
always good
if,
to improve
if we'll see this reflected the rest of the season, because, like, even the detour was, like, very, like, specific to this location. And I know I've seen complaints from fans that sometimes feels like these detours could just been done anywhere. Like, this says nothing. This is not specifically to where we're at right now. Whereas, like, the belt thing, I like how it feels like the more story your belt tells, the richer you were is what is how it was back then, because that meant you were fatter.
That means you have more money to spend on little gold images.
Are you sure? Because I thought it meant that you were fatter and therefore you needed a bigger belt.
It could be both.
As a larger man myself, I would know about this. So we... I want to see if the rest of the race holds, because feel like this is the best leg so far in terms of the tasks they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the pit stop when Phil's like, here's the pit stop. Yeah. And it's like this picturesque village.
Cool.
I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that makes me want to go to Switzerland.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Though Sherry almost dying on this mountain did not make me want to go up there. Though, to be fair, she's in a race. I could have done it casually, I guess, if I'm going to visit. I'm not going to, like, race the mountain.
This is definitely one of those, like, quote-unquote heights that I would be okay with doing, because at least my feet are still on the ground.
Oh, man. This is all I'm doing for the day. I'm not, like, then going and doing tossing flags or whatever. Right. No, this is the whole task for the day. And I'm going to go eat and chill. So I don't want to miss some things here. Arun and Natalia say, we're not going to finish last this leg. And Michael Moore are like, neither are we. Oh, man. So I did notice that some people are wearing masks, some are not. But it seemed more like they were all wearing their masks. And we're going to notice the rest of the race, depending on where they're at. All of them were wearing their masks when they were on the lift going up the mountain for the roadblock. And I think it's probably just a requirement by the lift. Because like once they got off the lift, like, it was like half and half.
Well,
then eventually they all didn't have masks.
Right, because you're up at 8,000 feet and can barely breathe anyways.
But some of them are still wearing them.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I get you. It's going to be interesting to see each country's COVID rules, depending where they're at. Because
none of the guides or the people at the places were wearing masks. So.
No, the people wearing the lifts were. But you're right. The people who are doing the hikes with them,
people
who are
attached, doing the hikes, and the people doing the flags, and the guy doing the belt, and the people at the pit stop.
Nah, it'd be hard to wear like an N95 while doing that.
Yeah,
doing that mountain task, that's for sure. And then the people who are on the mat with Phil, no masks as well. All right. So we go up there, and basically the task is do this like mountain hike with a guide, which sounds so boring when it's said out of my mouth, but when you look at it, it's so cool.
Well, you have to be clipped in. What do you call those things?
Carabiners.
You have to be clipped in because the path is so narrow and the edges are so steep that you're climbing. And when you get to the top, you can see six countries, which is really cool.
Which I don't have all memorized, but you said like Liechtenstein, obviously Switzerland, France, Germany. I can't tell you there.
I want to say Austria. And then I forget the other.
Don't say things. You'll sound ridiculous. We know which six countries there are. We're just not going to say them.
Because you need to watch the episode.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
We know what they are. But one of them is definitely Switzerland.
Obviously. They're in Switzerland.
And Liechtenstein, because I remember that. It's such a unique word. I thought that was this is the coolest challenge all season.
And it was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. When Penn said that he could stay up there for 2 hours, I was like, that's oddly specific, but I understand. How much time can you really spend up there just looking around?
Right.
Enjoying taking it in. I feel like after that incredibly laborious hike, you're going to take more time than you would if it had just been a casual walk.
Oh yeah. But for sure.
Yeah, he was like racing, like he was like passing people. And like, I forgot who said it. It was either Lulu and Lala or like Raquel and Kayla. They're like, this dude's flying by. And I was afraid he's going to slip on the rocks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, now that you say that, I'm worried. I wasn't worried, but now I'm worried. And I'm sure Penn wasn't thinking about that. He's just like, I'm going to race them, beat him. And he did. He was like past teams. Not that it mattered. They ended up all ended up having to take
I know.
The
same. That was kind of frustrating.
They got equalized on the
all
of them
except Sherry and Akbar, but still.
Ryan and Dusty missed the lift by, they said, that like 10 minutes, I think. So had they been 10 minutes quicker, they would have made the lift.
No,
like
it was
way
seconds.
Ahead.
Seconds. Like was they it? Watched it
oh,
pulling 10 away.
Seconds?
Yeah.
I thought they said 10 minutes. I'm like, okay.
No, it was 10 minutes till the next one.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah. They were so close to like pulling ahead by 10 minutes.
Oh, my favorite part though, or my favorite line from that section was when, is it, I'm terrible at assigning names to each person, especially when they're the same gender.
I can probably tell you who they are.
Was it Ryan who did the challenge or Dusty?
No, never mind. I can't tell you that.
Okay. Well, one of them was doing the challenge.
If you
and then
ask
his
me who
friend,
Akbar and Sherry are, I can
well,
you.
Yeah. When it's male and female, I know the difference.
You tell me Raquel and Kayla.
I don't know which one's Raquel and which one's Kayla.
Kayla has a bigger nose.
Okay. That's anyways. That's the only thing. Can I get to my line, please?
Sure. Get to your line.
Anyway, so he's watching him go and he's like, he's got this, whatever. And he's like, do you want to know why he's doing so well? It's because of his calves. And he said they're like onions stuffed in a bag or so. It was the weirdest analogy, but it just made me laugh because only a best friend would say
something
like that.
Maybe he said
they were
like boulders. I didn't write down that line.
No, it was something about onions being stuffed in a bag. That's what he said.
That is a weird analogy.
It's a weird analogy.
I would have gone off more of like a rock analogy.
Sure. But, I could see that.
No, yeah, his calves, when they mention it, it's like, now that you mention it, I see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it before.
They're very fit. And they said that they took the break to work out on their weak areas. So, and they were not weak before. So.
Yeah, as a reminder, before this 19th month break, they went second, first, second. And they were only ever second to Anthony and Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
So with Anthony and Spencer gone, it's kind of like they would have gotten first all three legs, the first three legs, had there been no Anthony and Spencer. So yeah, as I said, the winners, it's a three team race. In my opinion, we'll get there when we get there, but Sherry does terribly. Oh no, hold on. I'm going to back up. So Penn was passing people and Kim was like, that's pretty hot.
I knew you were going to comment on that.
Well, I mean, hey, whenever somebody says the other person is being hot and they're being legitimate, they're not just joking, I'm going to write it down. So Akbar says Sherry's being hot or vice versa. I'm writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
If Lulu or Lala, I forgot which one, because now that's a couple I cannot differentiate between the two.
Well, they're sisters.
Because at least when Natalie and Nadia came back second time, one of them put a streak in their hair so I could tell the difference.
Oh, really?
but no, Lulu and Lala, the other one said that her butt was looking great on the mountain. I'm like, in a way, it's kind of complimenting your own butt.
No, it's not.
They're twins.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with whatever.
She's like,
whatever.
Man, your butt looks looking great. And then she's like, that's how my butt looks. I mean, frankly, if I had a twin, I'd be checking out my butt.
You're so strange.
I mean, this is she was doing it. I'm just talking about it.
I know. You secretly
Mary's
just
giving
want
me like this like look of
you just
of
want
questions.
Me to do it to you more often. Yeah, Wesley, you doing this podcast is so hot.
Oh, thank you. So Sherry does terribly in the cliff, though I don't blame her. I didn't quite understand why Akbar didn't do it.
They said that anything with height she was going to do. And
but what was the reason? Is he afraid of heights?
He's
or is
afraid
it that
of heights.
The harness is not big enough for
oh,
him?
Oh, that's right. Sherry said we thought that he was too big for this.
Yeah.
Because you have to like pass people on the narrow trail and everything.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But then he spends this whole time just beating himself up about not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
like he had a choice. Like he's beating himself
well,
up like he
choice.
Had a choice.
They
like,
had a choice.
Yeah. So it's not that he was actually too big to do the challenge.
No. They just thought it would be better for yeah. Sherry to do the
and
challenge.
He should have done it. And then we cut to next week, next time on Amazing Race, and they're doing
and Sherry's doing the heights again.
To be fair, that is just jumping off of the dam. Okay.
But still.
That's not a physical task. It's a fear task, which I love. I can do fear tasks. I can't do physical as well.
I know. I just was a little frustrating to me that he was he was so mad about it. I should have done this. I should have done this.
I should have done this heights challenge.
I should have done this.
Next week on The Amazing Race.
And then it's Sherry again. And poor Sherry. She's
like, I'm going to die.
Struggle. She's doing the whole race by herself, yeah. It feels like. She's struggling along.
Has that car done any roadblocks? Like, I'm looking it up.
I'm sure he has. I'm just saying she did this one. And she's going to do the next one, it looks like.
Oh, man.
And the whole time, he's just like, come on, come on. And I do appreciate the coaching. Like, I'm not the type of person that responds well to that. And I know Sherry is used to that, being an athlete herself or a previous athlete. And I know it's just his way of encouraging her. But, yeah, she's doing all this work. And I don't know. I guess I was a little frustrated by it. But we'll see what happens, because we don't even know what. They might both have to go down for all we know.
Okay, so I looked up the roadblocks, and roadblock for leg two, there was no roadblock in leg one. Leg two, Sherry did it, which I believe, if I recall, the roadblock was go find the thing in the mailbag.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then leg three, I couldn't tell you what the roadblock was. It was the one last week. I'm trying to remember. That, but Akbar did last week, it says.
Okay.
But I don't remember what it was.
Well, it was in Switzerland, so they...
It wasn't doing the dance or doing the barrels. It was the other task.
Right.
Whatever the other task was.
And I don't remember what
the other task was. I could top my head. It slipped my mind. I'm sure somebody will remind us, but yeah. So Akbar did do it last week, so Sherry is going 3 for 4.
Yeah.
Unless next week is a detour and they both had to do it. That's usually not how those heights work, though.
Usually not. Usually it's pick one. But.
Also, is that still Switzerland next week? I can't quite tell.
I don't know. It didn't say.
I know it didn't say, but I'm like, I know that we're staying in Europe for this entire race, is the rumor on the street. And I just couldn't, I mean, it would make sense to stay in Switzerland, I guess. You know, our options are limited. I'm not anti it, but I couldn't tell where I didn't know where that dam was. I figured somebody might know. That's why I'm bringing up on the podcast. So can tell me.
Let us know,
Without me having, I don't want to look up spoilers. I don't want to be spoiled on more things than just where are we going.
Well,
I don't want to know.
It would be easier to just look up that staircase thing that they were doing. But
oh, yeah. The stairway. Well, they call it Stairway to Hell or something like that. But
Stairway to Heaven.
Heaven. No, is that what they called it? Because it sounded like it should be. But it sounded like because it was so.
Let's talk about this week's episode, though.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting really caught up. I'm trying to find what the roadblock was last week, too, because now I felt like an idiot. So last week, by the way, there's an unaired task, and this week there's an unaired task as well, and I don't know exactly when it happened in the leg, but I sent you a picture of it.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm going to put it on the screen for everyone to see the picture of the unaired leg, but they usually, unaired task. They usually do this, but this week's, I was like, this one actually looks interesting. I wonder why they didn't air it.
Yeah, it was like this giant lettuce ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming you had to push it around or get it somewhere. I don't know. In the middle of a cornfield.
Maybe they add these extra tasks if they're like, maybe there's not going to be enough drama to fill out the episode. We'll do extra tasks just in case so we have the footage.
Yeah, but it's weird that they never show it.
It's weird that we've had so many unaired. Because even last week, there's an unaired task. If you check the Amazing Race Wiki, it tells you.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
That's sad. I would like to have longer episodes and see all these things.
Oh, I know. I'm with you. I wish Survivor and the Amazing Race had like on Peacock, they have The Office super fan episodes, which go from like 22 minutes to like 28, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, heck yeah, give us an extra like 5 minutes of episode for Survivor Amazing Race.
Yeah.
For these unaired tasks or for like extra camp life or whatever, depending on what show it is, obviously. Like, yes. I mean, I'm already subscribed, but you want me to like advocate for these services to people who are finding illegal ways to watch the show? Though I feel like people just illegally upload the longer episodes too. But my point is that would be such a driving force. Like, come, like, all right, you watch the episode, but come watch the extended cut or the super cut or whatever they want to call it.
Super.
The adventure cut on Paramount Plus, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Because if you're shooting them already, yeah, go for it. I know Survivor has their extra scenes that they shoot. They always upload. It's like, just integrate that in the actual episode and then upload that and call it an extended episode. Like, I'd be down. But
good idea.
No, I'm not the first one. I don't want to take credit for this. I'm just saying, but you saying it for The Amazing Race? Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. They definitely should. All right. So, yeah, I keep looking for last week's roadblock, and I'm just going to move on. So, all right. The detour is punch it or toss it.
Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, Mike and Mark were the first ones at the detour box.
Yeah, they were at first.
Somehow they got out. I know they all caught up on the tram thing, but they got out of their taxis or their cars, whatever, first, like, and got to the box first. And I'm like, oh, good for them. Good job. But yeah, then they struggled. But yeah, punch it. So you have a belt that you had to basically, this looked really difficult, punch a stamp, like a metal stamp, into, and then secure it with these nails, it looked like.
So I know I said I moved tell on, a story. But last week's roadblock was the bagpipe.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I found out.
You're right, of course. How could I forget
that? I don't know how I forgot the bagpipe either. Okay, so yes, the punching, it was like the belt. You were explaining the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I explained it.
Oh, you explained it all the way? Well, it has to start on the, what they were confused about, Michael and Mo, is does it start on the buckle side or does it start on the end of the belt?
And right. But
I can see how that could be confusing.
And I definitely see how that could be confusing either, but it started out, it already had one on there for you. So you just had to read the story and figure out, was that the first thing mentioned or the last thing mentioned?
The biggest point is that on the clue it said where to start.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, and also Arun,
read your clues, yes, people.
Read your clues. Arun and Natalie are doing it the complete opposite way.
Yeah.
And the instead right way of checking or rereading their clue or whatever, they're just like, we hope they got it wrong. We hope we got it right. You know, they just kind of
You get far enough along, you're just like, we got to commit to what we're doing, I guess. Because what if we're right and they're wrong? And then you go, sure, I can do it the wrong way.
But that's what I'm saying. They could have taken 2 seconds to pause and like, check. I don't know what they could have checked because
they
was no
check their clue. It
there was no
says
example, right? But yeah, they could have checked their clue.
No, if you freeze frame on the clue, which I will not be doing, but if you freeze frame on the clue, then you can see exactly.
So it really is their own fault.
Yes, it is. I mean, it was read the darn clue.
Yeah,
two things which in the Amazing Race: learn how to drive stick shift, read your clue.
Read your clue slowly, you don't know what to do, carefully.
Any confusion, read the clue. Mm-hmm. If the clue's not more specific, then you have to take guesses.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And then the other one was toss it, which was.
Everyone who did toss it did better than everyone who did punch it.
It seemed like it took a lot. Well, honestly, that belt thing looked super difficult. And I know it's traditional, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't look that difficult, but I've done some similar type stuff with leather before. Nothing mm-hmm. that complicated. And yes, it just takes a long time. It's time consuming.
It's not hard. It's time consuming.
Right.
I gotcha. That's why when Michael Moe had to do it the second time, it took them.
Yeah.
They fell so far behind. Yeah. They couldn't catch up. So I, during the toss it challenge, basically they're tossing these flags and they don't have to be in sync with each other apparently, because mm-hmm. almost no team that where they're like, good enough.
It just said they had both partners had to learn all the steps
and
so,
do it right.
Yeah.
And ideally it would have been in sync.
I'm sure.
But apparently that wasn't important because they're like, you could totally see on the judge's face. He's like, all right, you're fine.
Yeah. They're like really nice to all of them.
It's Switzerland.
Yeah. I guess that's,
we need to go.
I want to go.
That's part of our Euro trip. Yeah. So Ryan and Dusty, though, at one point are like, should we swap? And then they go to commercial, I think.
Yeah.
And then they come back and I'm like, well, the moment they said, should we swap? And they go to commercial. I'm like, they're not swapping.
No.
Amazing Race editing is quite predictable. If they were going to swap, they would have ended before commercial break with, we're going to swap, as they run to swap. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh no, they're making a mistake. Right. Yeah.
Which that would have been a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan and Dusty, man, could you imagine, had they been the team eliminated, riots would have broken out in the street.
I'm surprised that they beat Kim and Penn at this challenge because it was a choreographed challenge. But they're young, they're smart, and they work hard. I guess they're not really that young, but you know what I mean. They did
half
a good job.
Every adult I've met today has talked to me about their Amazing Race.
What?
Half of every, like out of all the adults I've met today, half of them have talked to me about the Amazing Race.
So me.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying there would have been riots in the street, and I'm saying, well, half of the adults I met would have been rioting.
Okay. Today. I would not have been rioting if they lost.
What?
I'm sorry to break.
Are they not your winner pick?
Bubble.
No, that's right. Holderness family is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that when we get to that.
Dude, Holderness family.
They did such a good job, and they're so kind and encouraging to each other
they
were tossing the flags versus Sherry and Akbar, who were not.
I'm saying they could have overthought the flag thing.
Yeah. And that's usually what those things are. And that's what Ryan and Dusty were doing at the beginning, was just overthinking it. And yeah, it's complicated, but you just take it step by step. You focus. You just have to focus. And when I feel like when they get in the race mindset and you're like, go, 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 go. And then you have to stop and focus on this challenge. It's hard to do that. But they didn't. And they got out first.
It was really a 2-horse race in this challenge between Holder and his family and Ryan and Dusty. And predictably, Ryan and Dusty got first. It's going to be a question of, can Ryan and Dusty break the record for most first place finishes, which I believe happened in season 20, which we watched. The team wasn't that memorable themselves, but they like got like 7 or 8 first place finishes that season, including winning, obviously.
I don't remember.
It's okay. I don't even remember. If you say it, I would remember. No, even if I told you your names. This is the season where Rachel's like, Brandon!
Oh.
That's the team we remember is Rachel. Rachel Riley. That's her first season. Just chaos. Chaos. That's what I love. I love to see it in the Amazing Race.
I know you do.
And in Survivor. Ryan Zesty get first. Holden's family gets second. Actually, Holden's family was so close that they ran up on the mat while Ryan Dusty was still standing there, getting their $2,500 each prize, which seemed a little low.
Yeah, a little low. But
I wonder, it's just like, do they have any, it's like Amazing Race probably doesn't have any sponsors.
And they may not, they may be less this year, this time around because
there may be
of COVID.
No roaming gnome this season.
No Travelocity.
I know. I know it's like the one product placement Amazing Race has where it's like, this fits perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so dumb every time they do it,
but
it's like,
I like the gnome.
It's like wholesomely cheesy, stupid, dumb.
Yeah.
Like it's corporate, but it's like, it doesn't feel out of place. Like Survivor's like, here's the Charmin Cafe. Here's Applebee's. Like Applebee's doesn't really fit into my deserted on an island thoughts. If I'm deserted on an island, what do I want? Flint. I want machete. I want coconuts. I want maybe some tools.
So you need a Home Depot.
I want like a gun. Yeah. Give me like Black and Decker, Smith and Wesson. Those are the kind of sponsors I would expect. When you get Applebee's and everyone's like, oh my gosh, the Shark Bowl. That feels forced. Whereas the Travelocity gnome here, hopefully it does come back.
But it's tradition.
It's tradition. Yeah. Yes. And some traditions are meant to be broken, not the gnome. Hashtag bring back the gnome. I'm saying way in advance of it not being here. I'm guessing. So Michael and Mo got confused on where to start on the belt. Freeze framing the clue shows the answer. Oh, we already talked about that. Yep. I'm just reading my notes verbatim like a scrub. So, okay. So Raquel and Kayla get third and Lulu Lala get fourth.
Because Ryan Dusty, Holder's family, and those two teams were at the flag throwing place at roughly the same time. And you were right. There were two rooms for them to do it in.
Oh, yeah, right. She's referring to yesterday when I was like, are they in two different rooms? Because I didn't catch it initially. And turns out there were.
And then they're leaving as Sherry and Akbar get there. And they're like, oh, man, we've lost. We're going to get eliminated. Da, 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 da. But because Arun and Natalie Natalia turned the wrong way out of the detour.
Yeah, they got lost.
They got lost, and Sherry and Akbar were able to sneak in right behind them. So I thought that was, I mean, that part was kind of funny because Phil was doing this whole fake out, like, man, it's, you know, you got to come back after 19 months and to get eliminated first is just going to really, really suck. And Sherry
like, yeah, we know, we suck.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
He's like, you got fifth. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, but we kind of skipped over Kel and Kayla. I'm going to go back to that.
Oh, sorry.
They go to the mat, and I did mention last week that the only team that... Now, keep in mind, Amazing Race editing / winner storytelling is so inconsistent that we're not doing that. But only because it keeps happening am I mentioning it. But I'm not putting that much stock into it. It's just I'm paying attention to it, see if it actually ends up being anything. Mm-hmm. So Raquel and Kayla in the very first episode said that they were the only ones that had like the clearest, what I would call winner quote, meaning we're going to win this race, which I believe is on the cab on their way to the airport in the first leg. So, and then here they come to the mat and they're like, basically the off season sounds like maybe them and Lulu and Lala became like best friends / an alliance here of some sort, because they're like, we want an all female team to win and we're like working together. But like, it was really the emphasis on an all female team winning, which you said, I remember when I said this to you, you're like, well, every all-female team says this.
Yeah.
Fair. Probably. It's only because there's been multiple instances where I'm like, maybe they're going to be the upset team to win because Ryan Dusty are the clear front runners, which they say.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the Amazing Race, like, we can't just have it be so obvious it's Ryan Dusty. We got to put something in there to make it look like it could be someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Mary, no!
They're just not as strong.
Come on, Raquel and Kayla!
Yeah, you upset, can cheer for
upset,
them.
Upset, upset.
That's fine. I just don't see it happening.
That's okay. I just want to put that out. We're not doing, it's not like some sort of edgic winner edit thing. It's just, when it's happened multiple times, I have to mention it. We'll see if it actually pans out in anything this season. So, yeah. Arun and Natalia get next to last. And Arun's, like, so pumped if you watch his reaction. He's like, yes! He's, like, shaking. He's like, so we cute. Didn't get last!
Also, I really like him.
Also, when Phil was faking out Akbar and Cherry, he's like, well, the last team to show up here is going to be eliminated. He's like, that's not you. And I'm like, oh no, we're eliminating somebody.
Mm-hmm. He said that when he introduced the pit stop.
Oh, did he?
Oh, no, you're right. He did say May.
They always do May. They've kind of moved away from saying will be eliminated unless it's like so obvious. Mm-hmm. Like it's the next to last leg. And even then sometimes they'll go four teams in the last leg and do like a mid leg elimination, which I'm not a big fan of. But
yeah.
Michael and Mo get eliminated again. They're like, this time's not as bad as last time. And I'm like, you probably feel the same way if it was your second chance. It's kind of like, you should have never had this second chance.
Right.
It's house money.
You got to go to Switzerland.
Arun and Natalia are on house money right now. Like, they should be playing, like, I know there's no, like, survivor equivalent on the Amazing Race of, like, playing, like you came back into the game, like Redemption Island. People come back in the game from the Redemption Island or Edge of Extinction, come back in like their butts on fire, for lack of a better term.
Right. As they should.
Like, they're like, I shouldn't even be here. So I'm playing like a madman. But in the Amazing Race, there's only so much you could do to be a madman.
Yeah.
Maybe steal somebody else's money. I don't know. Do it. What's the worst thing? I'm going to kick you off?
Yeah, they'll kick you off.
You already got kicked off once. No.
Don't ruin your chances. Don't listen to Wessa.
Chaos.
All right. Chaos Keen.
chaos. All right. So yeah, that's all we have for this leg. I thought it was going to be a non-elimination, I said, but next time it looks like they're going to go up some massive stairwell and they're doing a dive off a dam. And I'm like, once again, this is like what I expect from Amazing Race tasks.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of complaints in our comment section about how easy these first two episodes seem. First two episodes. And this one was like, I saw comments that were like, this one was a lot better.
Good.
And next week, I agree. I think this, like, these are the kind of tasks we want, the tasks where it's like, It doesn't seem easy. Like, there has to be at least one task in an episode where it's like, this is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like the first couple episodes was kind of like safe, all kind of easy-ish.
Right.
Yeah, we need one where people are like, I'm going to die if I do this, or I cannot find this needle in this haystack, or the clue in the haystack, or whatever. Yeah.
Sure, I guess you're right. Darts and learning a song is not necessarily that difficult of a task.
No. Clue in the haystack, though.
I hate that one, though.
Pure luck.
Man, that's so frustrating.
But it is such a tough challenge. It makes for interesting TV because you're on the edge of your seat, like, who's going to find the clue in the haystack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in the mud.
So, do you have anything else for the episode proper before we move on to predictions?
No.
Okay. Loser prediction time. So, we are not saying any of these people are losers. We are saying we predict that they're going to be eliminated next.
So we can just say eliminated next time.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as cool as loser predictions. So these are our loser predictions, just who we think is going to go next time. So you predicted Michael and Mo last time, you said?
No.
Oh, Akbar and Cherry?
I think I did Akbar and Cherry, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we didn't know for sure who was going. Well, yeah, we did, but.
We were trying to guess who's going to be, isn't people going to be in better shape? We did hear this episode how people had worked on their six shift skills, which will be important, I guess, with so much self-driving this time. So let's hear it, Mary. Who is your going to be eliminated next time prediction?
I think I'm still going to stick with Sherry and Akbar.
Oh, man. Watch Sherry and Akbar win this thing.
I hope they do. That would be awesome. That would be an amazing underdog story.
Amazing underdog story. I agree with you, but if it's Arun and Natalia, I would not be surprised because it does feel like...
It would be poetic.
It feels like those two teams... Yeah. Are constantly struggling. Obviously, Arun and Talia have been literally eliminated once.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if Michael Mo and then Arun and Talia went back to back, it'd be kind of like, I don't know. I kind of don't want that to happen because then it's like, what was the point of bringing them back? Like, in some sense.
to have extra legs in the race.
Basically, just so we could re-eliminate two teams that got eliminated in the same order they got eliminated. I want chaos. I want Arun and Natalia in the final three. I want this. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't think that will happen.
I want them in a foot race with Raquel and Kayla. And Raquel and Kayla win while Ryan and Dusty are eating their dust.
In third? Wow.
And third.
You can dream
that's
on.
My chaotic version of how it ends. Not how it's going to end, but that's my chaotic version. Okay. So, winner predictions. This is the last week we're going to allow two picks. So, next week we have to not lock in, but kind of lock in to right. Who is our winner prediction. So, who is your top two teams that you think will win right now?
I obviously still think Ryan and Dusty have a great shot at this. They've really done well every leg. Yeah. And they have great attitudes.
They've literally gone second, first mm-hmm. in every leg.
And then my number two is Holderness. And not just because they're number two, but they are a great team and they work together well. And they're one to beat.
Wants to be the Holderness.
I do. I want to grow up and be Kim and Penn.
You want to be Penn? I can be Kim.
You have to be Penn, obviously.
Why can't I be Kim?
He's the funny one. And Kim is the more serious
one. Are you saying? Are you saying I'm funny looking?
Yes.
Thanks. If my hair looks like his does when it's gray, I'd be like, I'm doing pretty well for myself.
Yeah.
So my winner picks, it's just like kind of Ryan Dusty. It's just almost like factually here's the best team.
Yeah.
This team is playing in a field with, especially with those four teams that got eliminated for free, playing almost, as I said, a three horse race. And then I think the three horses are Ryan and Dusty, Holderness Family, AKA Penn and Kim. And of course, Raquel and Kayla. Though Lulu and Lala did do better this time, but they still got fourth.
Mm-hmm.
They did better. Lulu and Lala have been picking it up. Since they seemed a little improved. They're not on the loser predictions anymore like they used to be. So they're getting better. They could keep picking up steam, but for me, top two are going to be Ryan and Dusty for the obvious reasons. Just watch the show, and the other ones were Kel and Kayla, only because I had a pretty good feeling about them from the beginning. Plus, they literally have had a couple of winner quotes. So, if the season ends with Holderness Family, Raquel and Kayla, and Ryan Dusty in the final three, I would not be surprised. Those are the top three teams that are competing for the win. And the fact that, almost for a fact, they're getting equalized every time they fly to a new country because everyone's on the same plane helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those flights make all the difference in the world, especially in older seasons. I loved actually when they used to make a huge difference. But here, that's not going to be the case. You have to win it. You will not have any previous leg helping you almost.
Right.
Anytime we switch countries, you're getting equalized. So when they all fly to America for the final leg, it'll be an equal race for all three.
It's true.
Yep.
Unless, as we've discussed, they do some sort of thing where you start the leg as you finished it.
This time they kind of restarted the race.
19 months. I know.
How would Michael and Mo even been? All right, well, you were eliminated 2 legs ago, so you're going to start 2 legs back.
Exactly. How would that even work? But they could this time be, you know, okay, Ryan Dusty, you go 2 minutes later, Holderness Family goes, and then by increments, but we'll see.
When they land in the new country, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to move on to your guys' questions that y'all sent to us on YouTube. Every week, as soon as the episode is done, I ask, what are your guys' questions? And if you've ever wanted your questions answered, Amazing Race is the best time because we probably get like a fifth of the questions that we get versus Survivor. Survivor get like 100 questions. Amazing Race like 20. So, all right. Question number one from Underdog MLB. They're guessing when they say this. They say, with, I believe, could be wrong, 7 episodes left with 6 teams. How do you think they split up the non-eliminations from here on out? Basically, let's start this. Do we think there's non-elimination next week? Because I do.
I think it would be a good time for it, I guess. I really wish we knew how many more legs they had. Because we always know, I mean, approximately how many legs they have. But everything's kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah, and if you look at CBS's schedule, which I'm doing right now as we speak, you can only look 2 weeks in advance on their website officially to know. So we don't even know. I'm starting to see if next week will be a double episode or something. But in the meantime, is next week a non-elimination, if you had to take a guess? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I think next week's a non-elimination. No question about it.
I mean, there could be.
Though I said that this time. So next week and the week after, one episode of The Amazing Race. It looks like because, in 2 weeks, Big Brother Celebrity Edition, a.k.a. Big Brother, possibly with Boston Rob, starts. I hope it does. If it does, then I'll watch it. If not, I won't watch it.
So you hope Rob's on it, is what you're saying.
If Boston Rob's on the Celebrity Big Brother. Okay. I think next week's an all-elimination. All right. Some dude asks, how do you think any relationships established between teams during quarantine will affect the season? So I believe it's been confirmed that they cannot help each other during tasks anymore, which is great.
Right.
So it will be more of, do people, I don't know, we're down to like six teams. Do you really want to help your teams that much? Usually that kind of dissipates towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, even the alliance that ruined season 32 dissipated at final, what, four? Oh no, was it? It was an alliance of five, and really two of them were on the outs. They just didn't know it until later.
I think Raquel and Kayla and Lulu Lala would keep their alliance going forward for as long as they possibly could.
We haven't
even
had a U-turn yet, so we really don't know if people are willing to U-turn each other.
But so far, it doesn't seem... I don't see any other alliances besides theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I couldn't really comment on anything else.
That's
don't know.
The way we like it, frankly.
Right.
I like The Amazing Race with being... You can be friendly, but no alliances. And with the...
I like how friendly people are within challenges. It seems like people are pretty friendly in this race. Yeah. Like everyone was really encouraging to Sherry when she was on the mound.
Pretty low chaos. Yeah, Penn was pretty nice to Sherry.
Well, so was somebody else said something to her, like as they're going. Mo, I think, as they were going.
If Boston Rob was on this season, he'd be like, oh, Sherry, good luck. And then he would tell Amber, he's like, I hope Sherry falls down the mountain.
Probably. Or just don't look down, Sherry. Don't look down. It's really
safe. Yeah, that's what he would do. Actually, it's way more accurate. Yeah, the more like psychologically trying to mess with her. And she's like, Boston Rob's such a jerk. That's how it would go. Man, I miss Boston Rob and Amber on the race. Okay. Or just teams who cause chaos. All right. So Harsh Meta asks, what happened to Anthony and Spencer? We answered that earlier, beginning of the podcast. Why did the racers not wear masks throughout the whole episode? Probably because they weren't required.
I would imagine. Yeah.
I mean, that's my only guess. If I'm not required to wear it, and all these teams, I'm 99.9% sure they all had to get the vaccine.
I'm sure.
If not multiple booster shots or however this were, I'm sure they're all vaccinated is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Then unless I'm required to, I don't want to wear that while I'm running, literally running around.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I, so like they were wearing it like on the lift up probably because it was required, but. I noticed the bus, by the way, at the beginning was like, limit three teams, limit two teams.
Yeah.
And they all kind of got there at the same time. And I was wondering, maybe that was another COVID-related, like, maybe that was like a local Switzerland COVID-related thing. Because there's no reason to split the buses otherwise.
Well, and also it just adds drama. Like, whoever gets there first, first come, first serve. But yes, you're right. Probably with something like
that. It also helps getting audio from people because you've had all seven teams there in the same bus. It's going to be hard to get individual conversations. But you put two teams on a bus, three teams on a bus.
Yeah.
It's easier to get. Hear what people are saying just for the logistical sense. Oh, we did not do it this week. So thank you, Electric Enzo, for asking this. So we need to do this. If we were on the race, who would have done what?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Thank you for asking that, Electric Enzo. We almost forgot. So let's go back real quick. Roadblock. This would have been me.
Really? I see. Okay.
You think you would have done it? I thought you don't like heights.
I don't like heights, but this is like the one height challenge I could do because my feet are on the ground. So I would have taken this, not knowing that the damn one was coming up.
Oh,
but
I would do the damn one. No problem next week. Yeah.
And I feel like I have more endurance than you do with hiking. So
I do hate hiking.
Yeah, you hate hiking.
But if it's for the purpose of a race, my hatred for hiking goes out the window. This could have been a toss up. It would have literally been on the spot who feels like they're up to it.
I'm telling you, I would have pushed for me to do it.
Oh, no. If you wanted to take it, I would have given it to you.
Probably.
And I think you would have beaten Sherry.
Yes.
I think you would have beaten Sherry. It was not an easy hike.
No, it wasn't.
They were like literally going up like, they were going like up.
I wouldn't have beaten anyone else, but I might have beaten
I think
her.
You could have beaten Sherry.
I don't
Only because you're younger.
Yeah.
And because you're beautiful.
Aw.
Thanks. All right. I don't know why I thanked myself for that. All right. And so for the detour, would we have tossed or punch it? Penn, for some reason, thought it was going to be basketball when he went in there. So I'm like, how much information did they have before they show up?
I thought that was Ryan or Dusty.
Whatever. Anyways, I think we'd have done toss it. I think I think we'd have picked toss it. I think so.
I
if I knew it was either do the belt story or do
a flag.
Toss the flag thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am capable enough to twirl a flag enough for what the amazing race expects of me.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Would I have been good at it? No.
Now, if it didn't give a lot of detail and all I heard was vague, make a story using a belt.
Well, that's not what it said. It said punch it.
It's true. It did say punch it. Yeah. Yeah. I think I still probably would have gone with toss it.
Yeah. We think we would have gone with toss it, but we would not have been shocked if in real time we picked punch it. Like, I'm just saying. But if we're like, without knowing which teams finished first because of what task, we would probably pick toss it. Because in the past couple weeks, we're like, we would pick the slower task.
Yeah.
That just would have been our instinct. We would not be good. All right. Next question is from Carson XC. He has a couple questions, actually. Or she. I don't know. Doesn't specify. Two things. Number one, are Michael and Mo officially the worst team in Amazing Race history? We didn't even really touch on this.
Well, they're the only team that was eliminated first, quote unquote,
let alone
each
in multiple
time.
Seasons in one season.
Right.
Yeah. They had 19 months to get prepped, and they still screwed up not reading their clue.
It's just reading the clue. Just come on, guys. You're cops. You should notice details, right?
But I think that does make them the worst team. Not as people, because there are teams I do not want to see back. Mm-hmm. I would rather see Michael Moe than a lot of teams back.
Mm-hmm.
But just worse in terms of their racing ability, yes.
I could agree with that, unfortunately. Yeah,
they still didn't learn how to read their clue. And that's like one of the two things you need to know if you're going to do the Amazing Race, read your clue and drive a stick shift. Okay. The other question was, if you had to power rank the six remaining teams, how would you rank them? Really quickly, I'd go Ryan and Dusty, Kim and Penn, Raquel and Kayla, Lulu and Lala, and then however the people finish. No, actually, I put Rune and Natalia in front of Akbar and Cherry.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Even though I have Raquel and Kayla on my top two list of who to win, I'm just saying right now, power rankings aside.
And only because Rune and Natalia, when they get to the challenge, they do well. They usually complete the challenge quickly
it's
and efficiently.
Getting to the challenge.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's getting to their
Well, unless they're singing, where's your trousers?
That's true.
Donald, where's your trousers? How dare they put that song in my head? Next question is from Gamer Girl. They said, this question is going to sound weird, but did the flag detour take place at a Switzerland school? I'm into schools, so I like to know this.
It looked like a school gym to me.
But it sure looked like.
Yeah.
But then there weren't any stands. It looked like a straight up practice gym for basketball, weirdly enough. But like no stands for people to sit at.
Where else would you have that type of thing than besides at some sort of school?
A YMCA? I don't know.
You're right.
Like a YMCA type thing?
Yeah, like a...
In Switzerland?
Gym. I don't know. Good question.
We don't know, but if there's a gun to our head, I would say yes. I don't know why someone put a gun to my head for that, but I'd say yes. Pixie Dust 429 asks, are you surprised that they came back with the car? It's kind of weirdly worded. What they're really asking is, are you surprised that they got to drive automatic cars this leg?
A little bit, I guess, just because typically Europe is, or as we see in the Amazing Race, they frequently have stick shifts. But, I mean, there's several times that they don't have to drive stick shift. So, was I like, I
more
oh
common
my goodness.
Than not, they have to drive the stick shift.
Right.
Though.
I wasn't overly shocked. But, yeah, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Especially when they made a big deal out of it kind of last time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and a couple teams were like, I even practiced this.
Right.
Okay. And let's see if there's any more questions. Oh, and I wasn't surprised. I think we're going to see more stick shift in the future. Okay, that's the last question I have here. Do you have anything else, Mary?
No, that was a good episode.
Yeah, we look forward to next week. Now, no more. We're at this point, we've kind of gotten past all for like weeks, we've been like, oh no, what's going to happen when COVID happens? What teams are going to come back? Now we have all of our answers. Now we can race semi-normally for the last six teams.
Yeah, you and I can race normally now.
We can race normally. I feel like you're making a joke and I didn't catch it.
Never mind.
Okay. I hope somebody else can tell me what it was. All right. Well, we'll see you all next time.
Bye.